Well, it is 3 weeks to Vision Sunday. And Michelle and I are very excited about sharing some things there. And then the local pastors will also jump up and share some things as well on that Sunday about all that we're hoping God's going to do. We really do believe, I mean, I'm so excited about this year. I think this year is going to be the best year yet for us as a family and for us as a church, but also for so many of you here as part of Valley Church. This is going to be an amazing, amazing year. And what we want to do in these next 3 weeks before we get to Vision Sunday is really, as it were, set us all up to have an incredible year. I've got my sabbatical this year, which means I have a little bit of time off in summer, and I'm already preparing for it. Do you know if you go on a big summer holiday, you kind of prepare for it, right? Yeah? Perhaps you don't prepare for it. Perhaps you just kind of hope for the best. But, you know, if you're going abroad, you're thinking about vaccinations and all that kind of thing, and oh, your passport and visas and things like that. But even if you just, if you're kind of, it's a bit more local, you're thinking about what clothes do you need? Yeah? What kind of special, like sun cream, all that kind of stuff. And you kind of think, well, better get the suitcases out. Some of you make lists. Some of us don't make lists. Some of us rely on our wives to make lists. But, you know, we make lists. We tend to pack ahead of time, right? Most of you do. Some of you don't. Some of you just kind of turn up 2 hours before and hope for the best. But we kind of, you get ready so you can have a great holiday. Yeah? Well, we do. And what we're trying to do for these 3 weeks is saying, we're believing you're going to have an incredible year. Well, let's do some preparation. Let's get ready so we're ready for the future that God wants to take us into this year. And that's kind of what we want to do for the next 3 weeks. And I want to begin this morning by reminding you about two things. Two things. Your first time in church, I'm not reminding you. This is brand new. And you're very welcome. It's your first time. But I want to remind for most of you two things. The first one is this. I want to remind you that if you love Jesus, that God is with you every moment of every day. And I want to remind you that it's so important and it's so easy for us to forget that God is with us, that he loves us, he believes in us, that he's for us. And I want to remind you that and say this year, let God actually be with you. Let him be with you. Let him love you when you need loving. Let him comfort you when you need comforting. Let him encourage you when you need encouraging. When you've done something wrong and you need disciplining, let him discipline you so that you can grow and become all that God wants you to be. Let God be God in your life. Let him be your strength and everything that you need. And when I finish my message, Pastor Dave's going to jump up and we're actually going to have like a special end to this service to help each one of us grasp and understand that God is with us. His power, his spirit is part of who we are and goes with us every single day this year. But the same in Lancaster, you guys are going to do it as well. But we're going to have a special about it. I'll let Pastor Dave explain that at the end. The second thing that I want to remind you about is this. I want to remind you who you are in Jesus. If you love Jesus, if you're a follower, if you're a Christian, a follower of Jesus, I want to remind you who you are. So if you've got your Bibles or your Bible apps, if you could turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17. Paul writes this to the Corinthian church. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and then gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And verse 21, it says this, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteous of God, or that we might have no sins left on us or in us. Therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. If you're a Christian, you're a new creation. You're spotless and perfect in his sight. And I want to remind you of that this year, at the very beginning of this year. It doesn't matter what you have done or haven't done over the last 2 weeks. You're still perfect in God's sight. I'm kind of really pleased about that, because there's some things over the last couple of weeks I'd probably rather forget. And if I could go back, I'd redo them, right? Anyone else feel the same? Some of the parents perhaps got a bit cross with the kids occasionally, or with the husband or wife, or whatever it's been like. But there's some things in our lives that we're glad that God has made his new creations, and we are new creations, right? Because that's who we are. Because of what Jesus, it's not something that we've earned or something that we can help towards. It's something that God has given us because of what Jesus has done on the cross for us. But Paul also says this in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16. He says this. So 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16. But whenever anybody turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. He's talking about the veil of Moses. Now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, we are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who's the spirit. Or other translation says that we are being changed from one degree of glory to another. And Paul says, he says, you are a new creation, but you are becoming a new creation. Now, he's not meaning to be kind of controversial or make your head hurt. Well, he might, but he might do that. What he's trying to say is you are already a new creation, and you are also becoming that which you already are. And this is the important thing, okay? I want you to grasp this, and I'm going to use another illustration in a second. Is you are already a new creation. You don't need to become a new creation. You are a new creation. All that's been happening is your life is now revealing what you already are. I forgot my illustration this morning. I am so sorry. But I will describe it instead. So all of you have either seen or you must have taken, do you know you get a really grubby, like 2p piece? Yeah. And then you get a glass of Coke or some other acid. And then you stick the 2p piece in the Coke, in the acid, right? And if you leave it a few hours overnight or something, which I have done, and it's on my kitchen windowsill, is my illustration. And I did actually check it this morning to make sure it worked. And if you pull it out after that, the acid reveals what is underneath. It doesn't change it. It just reveals that which it already was. And you need to understand this on this very first day, and I want you to grasp it. You are already a new creation. All that's going to happen this year is more of it's going to be revealed to yourself and to other people. And I, with all my heart, I want you to not live in who you are now or who you feel you are now, but actually who you already are in Jesus. You are, because you are already a perfect new creation. You don't need to become it. You are already it. And all that's going to happen this year is going to reveal more of that which you already are, like the Coke does to a 2p piece. Romans 8, verse 31. The writer of Romans writes this. It's one of my most favorite passages in the Bible. If you come here long enough, you'll hear it, because it's so important for us to grasp what the writer of Romans is trying to say. He says this in Romans 8, verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his only son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, along with Jesus, graciously give us all things? Verse 35. And who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Verse 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that nothing ever will separate us from the love of God, to summarize the next two verses. But he said, in all these things, we are conquerors. I want to remind you that in Jesus, you are already a conqueror. You're already a conqueror. You're not becoming a conqueror. You are already a conqueror. Whatever happens in your life this year, you are a conqueror over them. You are a conqueror over them. Now, Paul also writes in Romans 7, which I want to read to you. quickly. How we feel, even though we are conquerors. So he writes in Romans 7, verse 14, he says this. He says, we know that the law is spiritual, and I am unspiritual, so as it were, a slave to sin. And I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not good, is not the good I want to do. No, it is the evil I do not want to do, and this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who does it, but the sin living in me. So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. Then it says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, will. And the thing is, life is like Romans 7. Reality is Romans 8. And if we're going to have the best year yet, we need to say, I'm not going to live in Romans 7, even though it feels like it. I'm actually going to live in Romans 8 and be a more than a conqueror, because that's who I am. And this year, I'm believing for each one of you that the more than conquerors will be revealed more and more of you. And you'll say, yes, Romans 7 happens, but I'm living in Romans 8. I'm going to live in Romans 8 every day of my life if I can. Because I am a more than conqueror. I'm not becoming a more than conqueror. I am already a more than conqueror in my life. And I just want to say, guys, at the very beginning, as you prepare for this year, choose to be who you are in Jesus. Choose it. I am a new creation, perfect in every way. I know it sounds a bit of a boast. I'm brilliant. But I am brilliant. I'm brilliant in Jesus. I just am. I'm perfect in every way. If you talk to anybody you know, you'll know that actually the other increasing glory thing's also happening. But I am also perfect in every way. In God's sight, and that's my future destiny. That's because that's who I am already. And I'm also more than a conqueror. There is nothing in your life that you cannot overcome with Jesus. There's no sin that can tempt you beyond your endurance. Nothing. You can overcome it with Jesus. There's no situation you cannot be holy and righteous all the way through it. Whatever else is happening in your life, there's nothing that God might ask you to do that is impossible for you to do. He can thoroughly equip and resource you to go through it with your head held high, actually doing the right thing the whole time. Because you are more than a conqueror. Lancaster guys, you are more than conquerors. You are new creations. You just are. It's who you are in Jesus. It's a free gift of God given to you just because you're following him. And you've said that you love God. It's just, it's who you are. Ah. Wouldn't it be awesome if every single Christian in Valley Church lived as a new creation and a conqueror every single day of their life? It would transform your lives and your family's lives and your community's lives if you lived in that place every single day of your life. And people go like, wow, who in the heck are you? And you go, well, I'm a perfect child of the King of Kings. I'm all powerful because God is with me and nothing's too difficult for me because I am a Christ follower. Wow. Because that's who you are. That's who you are. That little voice that whispers in your ear and says it's not true, they're lying to you because that's who you are. Well, I wanted to give you something practical to go away with as well. So I am very, very, very super fast. On behalf of Michelle and I, because she's jointly written this next section with me, I want to give you three things for you to think about as you go forward into this year and make it the best year ever. The first one is this, Matthew 22:37 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. I want to encourage you to love God with everything that you have. Love him first. Above all, above anything, any situation, any possession, even above yourself, love him first. Then let his love flow into your life, into every situation and every person that you love. And you'll find that you'll love them far more than you could ever love them if you loved yourself first, or them first, and God second or third or whatever it is. Love God first. Let him be the first thing you think about in the morning and the last thing you think about before you go to sleep. Set up your life so that you may honor and lift the name of Jesus, of God, high in every situation in your family life, in your work life, in your leisure life. Love him in every area of your life. Love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength, with every bit of you. The second thing is this, as you love God, is be strong and courageous. Joshua 1 verse 9. As Joshua is about to enter the promised land with the people of Israel behind him, and he worries at the task ahead, at what might happen, the wars he's going to have to face, as well as the joys he's going to have in the coming few months, coming few years. God says, be strong and courageous. And Christian, be strong and courageous this year. As you love God, you're going to have some amazing days where you're going to feel so happy and so euphoric. And it's going to be so exciting. It's going to be wow. Be strong and courageous in those days to do the right thing. But there's going to be, for some of you, there's going to be some dark days. On an average, we're average people. For some of you, you're going to go through some tough days. Be strong and courageous. In the middle of the battle, when you're facing a sin, you have to walk through the middle of it. When you're facing a tough relationship issue, and you're going to say, I'm going to face it and walk through it with God. Be strong and courageous. From the innermost being, gain your strength from God, and then go forward. This is what strong and courageous looks like. You can be an emotional wreck, bawling your eyes out, feeling really angry and lots of other things. Being strong and courageous is saying, I feel like that, but I will still do the right thing. That's strong and courageous. It's not having the feelings. That will be to deny who we are. It's having the feelings and then doing the right thing. It's then following Jesus. It's then holding your head high. I'm going to walk through the middle. Doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. I will do what God has called me to do. I will be strong. I will love God in the middle of this with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength. I will be strong and courageous in the middle of it. And the third thing is this. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, throw off everything that hinders and run the race set before you with perseverance. Just keep going. Just keep, persevere. If there's some things that are hindering you, some habits or ways of thinking, some friendships or something that's hindering you, persevere and loving God and being strong, courageous, well, get rid of them. But otherwise, just persevere. You know, the greatest athletes, the greatest leaders, the greatest businessmen, there's one characteristic that marks them out above all. They've just kept going. They've just persevered. All of us can persevere. You can persevere. I can persevere. To have a great year this year, love God, be strong and courageous, and keep going to the end of the year like that. And I'm believing and knowing, that this will be almost guaranteed to be your greatest and most successful year, the year that you'll look back on with the greatest pleasure so far, because you're saying that year, I loved God, I was strong and courageous, and I kept going to the very end. And what an amazing year it was.